Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. This show is about local businesses, and we just like to have people on and talk to them about why they're here, what do they do, what's their background, what brought them to Prescott, and lots of other questions. And it's just a big conversation, and we have a lot of fun. And it is sponsored by me. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We focus on gut health. I know gut health is in the news these days because so much of your health has to do with your gut health.
Who are you?
I am Lynette Hoyt. I am joined today at the table, San Martin.
Hola.
Local famous personality.
Dude.
My husband, the hair.
The hair.
Hubby extraordinaire.
I just got my hair cut.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
It looks nice. You found a place?
John Hancock hooked it up.
Of course.
Show owner.
Looking smooth. He's like,
Mr. Grant.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you need to come to my barbershop. And I was like, I can never get in there. And he was like, I'm going to book you right now. I was like,
Well, we need to get him on the show. Talk about his future project.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The founding fathers.
Mm-hmm. I think I did talk with him, and he said that that's cool. So yeah. You could approach him.
Yeah, I will. I know his wife, so.
I feel like we don't have enough facial hair.
I know.
Compared to the guys.
I know.
You're like, what is this?
I just cleaned mine up, actually.
Goodness.
I still need to do all that.
And our guest this hour is Lynn with Montana Barbecue.
Yeah, she won my heart.
Yeah, man. Totally. We were talking about it earlier, and I told Martine who we were having, and I said I doubt that they'll have food because nobody brings us food.
I always ask
why
for food.
Would we not
I
bring
don't
you
know.
Food?
I don't know, but I don't want to ever ask, so apparently I'm asking via
so if you show up, bring food.
It might be a good idea for you to
be
bring
like,
snacks.
You know, the guys are thinking that we need to try your food in order for us to have you on.
Really talk about it.
And then we'll spend 30 minutes eating your food. And if we don't like you, we're going to probably like, oh, we can't do the podcast. that'd be pretty messed
so
up.
She graciously brought us a box of food. So we had amazing macaroni and cheese, homemade.
Yes.
We had chips and homemade salsa. Like it was fantastic.
Yes.
Pork ribs.
Yep, the pork St. Louis style.
You give us a rundown because I'll forget.
Yeah, the smoked and honeyed, the pork St. Louis ribs that we do every day at the restaurant here
which
in
is
Prescott.
Where is your location?
On Highway 89 and Willow Lake Road.
So everyone knows where that roundabout is at Twin Lakes at Watson Lake.
Where
so
all the accidents right are. Or if you miss us, you just go through the roundabout. Brings you right back.
You're exactly. Like, exactly.
What it else, works great.
What else did you bring?
I brought our famous award-winning smoked chicken that we do, of course, in butter and fresh herbs every morning.
Because that's healthy.
It's delicious.
Lots of healthy. That
just gives
delicious.
Lots of flavor. It's flavor, people.
That was definitely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I brought our award-winning pulled pork. We've won. I actually looked up last night because you asked me one of those questions.
I did.
That we have actually competed and done events for the last 20 years in over 11 states.
That's awesome.
I thought it was only 9 to tell you the truth.
And they're local people. They are local. We have local award winners here.
Except for this weekend, we will be in Lake Havasu for the Balloon Festival for its 9th year. Right on the lake.
Been? Oh, that's awesome.
But we have gravitated to doing more of just our local events here because this is our hometown. And
awesome.
We love feeding the locals and meeting the tourists that come here.
Well, I have to say, when I was with the MS Society, she came and they brought their grills and donated for our Cooks and Cords event. It was amazing.
Yeah, we did the kebab menu for your event,
yep.
Which we do a marinated pork shoulder with or without wrapped in maple bacon, and then we do the marinated chicken with or without the bacon. Some people like it a little healthier. And then, of course, our filet mignon wrapped in cherry whiskey bacon. Or the bourbon bacon, which is really good with it also.
bacon.
When you first came in, you're like, oh, they said I have a really, really nice voice. And I'm like, the way that you're describing this food right now, I'm just like, man, I'm in.
I'm in. Can we just have a show that we just talk about food?
Yes.
We talked about it this morning.
We talked about it.
Yeah, I think
you wait. It's going to happen. You know what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to put a list of people to go.
So watch out, local restaurants. Well, watch out.
You know a recipe's good when you actually dreamt it the night before and you wake your husband up at 2 a.m. at the Montana State Fair in Great Falls after the third day and trying deep fat fried bacon. And I thought, you know, it's just too greasy. It just needs something. We can make something better. Like the Bionic Man, take it and make it better. And I dreamt about wrapping that marinated pork kebab in that maple bacon.
That would be amazing.
My husband was like, oh, okay, whatever. You can try it. You know, he says, you can buy one package of bacon, put it on the grill out there for a fair that gets, what, 170,000 people?
Yeah, exactly.
And I sold out in 20 minutes. Of course. I go, honey, I'm headed to Sam's Club. I'm getting more bacon.
That's awesome.
And he thought I was waking him up to snuggle, you know, and get...
Get a little cozy.
Cozy. And yeah, I say, no, not that. No, we're going to make bacon.
Just as good. You're like, man, I like that. Perfect.
So glad this is an adult show.
Yeah. Yes. I hope so. Okay. So tell us about you, where you're from. Tell us about the business, how you ended up in Prescott, Arizona. Because it says Montana barbecue, and I'm from Montana. So I'm always attached to the stories about... You know, how'd you get here?
That's why I love your stuff on Facebook. I've been there. Yeah, I know those people.
It's home. It is home.
So we started out, I met my husband actually in Payette, Idaho at Apple Blossom Festival. And it was a flip of a coin. He came from Santa Maria, California to cook his tri-tip. And I was with my coffee bistro trailer. And he broke down halfway to Payette, Idaho from California. And he told his workers, I'm going to flip a coin. Heads back to California, tails pay at Idaho. And so his first day there setting up, I pulled up with my brand new Chevy Silverado pulling my coffee trailer. I think it was the truck, honestly. But anyway, I asked him where he wanted me to park. And he told me graciously, why don't you just park right next to me?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? And so then the rest is history. And we ended up moving to Lewistown, Montana. We both fell in love with it at Choke Cherry Festival every year. They have in the fall.
But there's so much missing in that story. I'm like, what? You guys pulled up to a place, and then all of a sudden you guys are starting a restaurant in Arizona?
I just imagine she put her foot up on like the wheel well and it's like... How do you mean park my truck? But in her sexy voice that she has.
Yeah.
Yes, not in my manly, voice. You know.
And
weird.
He did bring a nice bottle of tequila straight from Mexico
that kind of enticed it.
Yeah.
You couldn't say
after
no.
that, I just don't even remember how we got married. But.
Meat and tequila. You know?
Nice. See, I'm gonna have to learn pointers on here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, barbecue, coffee,
smooth tequila,
and smooth tequila.
Smooth tequila.
Martine is never going to be single in 2019.
Yes.
Get out. Get ready, ladies.
So, business. How'd you get into barbecue? And so, I mean, he was in barbecue.
He had been doing it already for like a year, the Santa Maria, and I had just done the coffee shop and had just started doing events when we met. So we found we already had all these events booked, starting with... the Great Falls Rodeo and Fair, Augusta, Montana Fair and Rodeo. Nice. That's one of our favorite parties. Have you been to that?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, that's like the biggest kept secret party in the whole state of
I've
Montana.
Heard of it. I have heard of it. See? I have not attended, but
we're breaking it open right here.
We're breaking
folks.
It open.
Now
Augusta
you know
is like a
go.
Small,
no more
small community.
Secret. Shoto yeah. and Augusta. Mm-hmm. Who David
One
Letterman
day,
lives
way.
There, yeah. puts on a big party mm-hmm. for all the locals there every year. He brought in Willie Nelson for them. Really fun. Ooh. And then Miles City, Montana, Bucking Horse.
I've been there. Festival. I know people.
We have actually cooked for people getting married in the street at that show. So if we don't get you married here, we'll take you to Miles City, Montana.
I haven't
get
been
you a Montana gal.
Nor farther. I haven't been past Utah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's
it
moving
gets
to Prescott.
Much,
so I'm like, I might as well stay here.
It gets much more wild as
yeah,
you pass.
It's a little Wild West.
The Wyoming border.
I don't know. I've been in the Wild Wild West for a while now. I don't know how wild it could get before we start looking like a different foreign country.
That's right.
Everybody's like, bombing the city. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah,
just exactly. kidding. We don't want that. We just want some good food.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you end up here?
We ended up here by our rodeo circuit, and one of our rodeos on our circuit every year for the last 20 years was Tucson Pro Rodeo. And at 2004 Tucson Rodeo, we met one of the main rodeo committee members from Prescott. Oh. I believe he was the postmaster at the time.
Okay.
His name was Bill.
Okay.
And he approached us and said, we'd really like you to come cook for us in Prescott. And we go, really? Where the heck is that? Never been there, so we didn't know where it was. And we ended up coming that year and loving Prescott.
Awesome.
And so it became part of our circuit. And in 2009, we actually moved here. And our son started second grade here, and we love the schools. And then our daughter started college here. So,
wow. See, those are the stories I like.
Yeah. I hear a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
People just come here to visit, and all of a sudden they're like, we love this place. I think it's the air.
The air
you get
is,
oxygen to your brain, it actually works.
Mm-hmm. It's real similar to Lewistown, Montana.
Like, oh, oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With less clean.
Yeah, clean oxygen air.
Without having 9 months of winter and 3 months of road construction.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a big plus for us.
I don't know
us.
About that road construction. It seems like we're always on road construction here.
Well, in sunshine. People love sunshine. And growing up in a northern state that was pretty much gray November through April, you know, it makes a big deal, you know. So
yeah,
I appreciate
older.
The sun, yeah, for
and
sure.
My husband's a, you know, disabled veteran, so it was much closer. We had to drive 4 hours to the VA in Montana, and we had a few emergencies, so it was a little scary for us.
Sure.
So, yeah, we love the VA here. The nurses, the doctors, the medical staffs here have been really good for us.
Good.
So
glad to hear that. Yeah. So the reason why you're here. Not meat. Just because you're you, but... Because
of meat.
Tell us about
delicious
barbecue
meat.
And meat.
Well, we just love bringing our own homemade recipes to an area that likes spice, because my husband was born in New Mexico, and he's actually trained me to like it a lot spicier than I would have normally, being more Southern style, the way I grew up. So we found this area just loves that style of barbecue, you know, with the sweet mixing with jalapeno and chipotles and all the Southwestern flavors, and taking barbecue and making it perfect for the area we're in.
Awesome. So we have a need for it. We don't have a lot of barbecue places around here.
Yes, there's a lot of barbecue hangry people around here.
We have met.
We have definitely met these people.
We're That's thinking funny. About when we're at a festival to just, if we're not here, just hang up the phone and dial 911.
We don't really recommend you do that, people. We're just saying.
No, but we are going to eventually have a barbecue emergency phone number.
So
because
it,
you
it looks
can.
Like somebody misses you, just to give you how much, if I'm reading this commentary right on the live, it looks like the Hansons miss you very much.
Oh, yes.
Aww. Is what I caught. And Lynn LeMaster, Miss E! News herself, is very upset that
she missed
she
it.
She is monitoring from her office at home and not here today.
Tell her I'll leave her
She's
some cake.
She's usually always here.
We'll leave you some cake.
Yes.
Because it looks amazing. It's sitting right where you just sat, Lynn.
We brought our Granny Smith apple cake made from scratch with so Paula funny. Deen's butter cream cheese frosting. And caramel in it.
And we're going to, and you guys can watch us eat it at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're going to do that live.
Guys.
And we can it. We can add jalapenos. Just let us know if you want the cake spicy. We can do that.
We can really add. I never thought that little spicy than spicy sweetness. I've never really been a fan.
Yeah. Oh, the spicy sweet.
Yeah.
You know, like the savory. Jalapeno jelly? Jalapeno?
I've never really
you
tried
that. It's like that 505 salsa, that sweet and spicy. It's got a kick, but it's
well,
a
let me
sauce.
Take that back. There is, I think I have done that before.
Jelly's
but I never
delicious.
Really knew it was like that.
A thing.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's nice and sweet, and you're like, oh, hey, wait, that's spicy.
And you're like,
you're like that's weird. But
okay.
Then again.
So us as a community, what is our thing? Is it ribs?
Oh.
Is it brisket? Is it tri-tip? Because I know when I lived in California, I'd never had tri-tip coming from Montana. So tri-tip, is it
We sell just
pork?
As much Santa Maria tri-tip as we do brisket. And the pork ribs sell out almost every day. And if we don't, we have a little bit left. They're not good the next day. If you're that last customer when you come in our restaurant, right towards 4 o'clock, and we'll be open till 5 spring hours, then you're going to get an extra helping, because you're going to get those ribs that we won't serve to a customer. Sure.
I experienced that at the that one rally.
McSally. It rhymes with rally.
McSally rally. The rally. And then I did end up getting, you know, the in helpings. I'm like, oh, this is smart stuff right here.
And that's
so now I know this. I'll be like, oh, on my way home.
And we appreciate our customers. You always get extra helping. We're not stingy. Mm-mm. We share and we have leftovers. You know, we offer to families that come in that, you know, I can tell, hey, you guys can use some extra tonight. So
yeah, absolutely. Always,
you know, we
it's
may
giving
be,
from the heart.
Yeah, we may be pricey on our poundage or on our prices, but if you realize how much food you really get for that price, mm-hmm. you could feed four people most of the time.
So what are your hours now? What are your days?
We're open 11 to 4, and now that we have a new cook and he's pretty much trained, then we'll be open Tuesday through Friday,
11 to 4. 11 to 4, and then mm-hmm. spring hours will be 11 to 5?
Yes.
So easy to get to, quick to lunch, mm-hmm. quick to get to, well, because it's right over in that neck of the woods by Watson Lake.
Yeah, and we do apologize. We have had some issues, you know, with road work the last mm-hmm. year. And then this last month, they've been working on and off with our water, redoing lines and stuff. And, you know, no notice. We can't tell you because we don't get any notice. But we do get
things
a lot
happen,
of
people.
Prep work and cleaning done in those hours. We are still working, but.
Yeah. And you start smoking the day before for the next day. How's that process work for you guys?
With the altitude here being, you know, 5,300 mm-hmm. feet, obviously, and with the cold, it takes us about 3 to 4 hours longer than the normal 12 to 14 hours.
Good to know.
So we went to a festival in Frisco, Colorado, and didn't realize we were 10,000 feet up. And everyone, all the 150 pro barbecue teams' meats were undercooked.
Oh.
Because, oh, yeah, we forgot. And plus, it's colder up in the mountains. Sure. So, I mean, the weather and altitude really do play a factor in the proper smoking and temperatures. Yeah.
And you guys make your own sauces, your own recipes.
Yeah, everything's
And you've
homemade.
Got everything from regular to spicy?
To medium, yeah. Okay. We can custom make anything basically that you like. Or,
awesome.
Yeah, different recipes. We've done a honey mustard. We've done the white sauce from Alabama. So anything that's asked for or 48 hours notice, we can have ready for you and for pickup. Even if we're not open, all you need to do is call our cell phone number, and we can get back to you and set up a pickup time. And that's been our biggest business right now is it's large party and family pickup orders.
Great. So let's talk about barbecue championships. Now, you all may just think that they have done this just because, but they do have some experience in this. So talk about barbecue championships, what you've done. Are you still competing? Give us the rundown.
We competed in pro since 2007, and I think we did our last contest just a year and a half ago. And that's only because we realize we gave the best food we had, because we also sell to the public when we do a pro contest. We gave our best ribs and our best competition meats to the public, thinking we really care about you more than we do six judges from Kansas City that we don't even know.
Right.
So, you're like, who cares about the judges?
And to be honest with you, you know, 300 top prize. You know, the restaurant and the catering business has just been so much better for us that we've decided to make it our mission at our restaurant to win People's Choice.
That's awesome.
Win you over rather than, you know, go running on the road to try and win these pro contests, even though we're still invited to everything.
Very cool. So we talked about when you're open, you cater.
Yes.
Local, how far do you go? Because I think I've seen... You're everywhere.
Yes.
Laughlin, and you're going to Havasu. Catering and, you know, whatever kind of events. How far do you go?
We do. We go to Nevada, California for, like, weddings and specialty VIP caterings where we're asked to. And let's see, we do a lot in Flagstaff. Majority, of course, is local because there's so much fun places to cater right here.
Sure.
And, you know, in the summer, we're nonstop. this last summer. It was, you know, our best summer ever. So you kept us busy enough. We really didn't have to drive too far.
That's great. So, that's great.
But we do love to go up to Flagstaff and then to Scottsdale for their food truck festival every year. And we come up with a new recipe every year just for that.
That's cool. Now, how big a groups do you cater for?
From 5 to over 1,000.
Oh. So can you imagine barbecuing for 1,000 people?
And it doesn't have to be,
you know,
heaven.
Yeah. I think I'm in food comatose right now. I'm like,
I know. I feel like I'm pulling this whole thing.
I don't even know if I should even, like, you know, might
the guys. Like Dave's I think they ate too much.
Meat.
I think we just ate
delicious
enough just for
meat.
Enough for.
But I don't see enough advertisement in their beards, so.
Yeah.
What I was hoping for.
Clean. We keep it clean, you know.
There probably is some there. I'm just saving it for me.
I've been snacking on it.
Your dog is going to love you.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny. Yeah, I really do think I'm food comatose right now. I'm just like, there's a lot of questions I had in my head, and I'm like, oh, you know.
That mac and cheese was pretty good.
Yeah, just like I'm thinking about that.
That cake over there, aren't you?
That cake over there.
I was just like staring.
Might as well just go ahead and finish this off.
Eat me, San Martin. Eat me.
I do have a good question, though.
Uh-oh. Sure.
Now, obviously, you love barbecue, but is that all you like? Or what is your favorite type of meal?
Oh, my gosh. After 20 years, I have to admit, my favorite is like general chicken with, you know, homemade steamed rice.
Oh.
And my husband's specialty when we're not, you know, when we're tired, when we're barbecued out, is a pork adobo. Yeah. With his homemade rice. It's kind of, let's see, it's a sweet, sour, soaked up, cut up, trimmed pork shoulder, and you low and slow cook it, and in vinegar and soy and pickling spices and garlic, and it's kind of a Filipino dish, but this is really good.
You know, I was just thinking about that. You should do a class on meat cuts.
Oh, yeah.
That would
be fun.
What you can do with them.
Oh, there's so much you can do.
A big slab of meat in front of me. I'll be like, how do I cut this?
I like how she was like, well, when we're barbecued out, but we're still cooking this very low and slow, it's just different spices.
Yeah.
So
it's just different.
We're doing something totally different.
Different spices.
Yeah.
Different spices, not the way that it's cooked.
And even my husband's, his homemade chicken enchiladas, of course, is with the smoked whole chicken thighs,
yeah,
done and just made into the best delicious enchiladas.
Dude, so. We need to try that.
Wait. Yeah.
So in a month from now, you want to do another podcast?
And pork adobo and chicken
enchiladas.
Well, we're actually starting another podcast on where we visit restaurants.
Bring those.
We'll just show up there in about a week. Is that right?
And our special next week is actually going to be our rib tips, which are the end of the St. Louis style ribs we take. And we serve you now as a plate, but we're going to serve them actually in a whole pound with rib tips and chicken wings.
That sounds good.
Our chicken wings are smoked, you know, our spice rub and smoked. And then they're put in the deep fat fryer to give them that crunch afterwards. And of course, we make some homemade sauces to go
okay,
with
so, it. Okay, so you get rib tips, chicken wings, you get a side.
And aside, your choice of sides are always free that come with
free,
our dishes.
People, F-R-E-E, free.
The raspberry vinaigrette coleslaw, of course, which is a big favorite.
And so what is that? What kind of price tag's hanging on that?
For like a plate of rib tips, a full pound is at $12 with a side.
Oh.
So it's a half a pound of each. Feeds two people easily.
That's definitely two people.
Sure. You said you were pricey.
Yeah.
That's not pricey.
I didn't think that was pricey.
You can go to some of the fast food joints and get out of there for much less than 11 bucks a person.
That's not using the app.
Looked, McDonald's just went up on their prices. So I feel you get far more than just a little third pound burger, you know, hamburger patty.
You get
real meat.
Now that they have Postmates, do you guys utilize the delivery system that Postmates is doing?
I would love to be able to figure that out. Hopefully I'll be able to sit down with John Paul next week and figure out and how people can start ordering online.
Yes, so, absolutely. It's a big
basically
deal.
You just got to put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, even put it out. Yeah, because I know people who deliver for them, so I don't think it's hard, I think.
Uber Eats is out now, too. So now you have a delivery system that you never even needed to be in place.
I don't want Uber to eat my food, though.
Uber will eat it.
I'm afraid it might not even make it there, would it?
Yeah, we're Prescott.
With that smell, I was like, you know what? I think we lost this meal.
There's a couple tips that didn't make it.
Everybody gets broken into on our food meal.
Did you have 12 riblets in your plate when I got there?
How many does this usually come with?
$12. I thought it was 2 pounds.
Or we can blame it on Uber Eats.
We could.
Yeah, it's our Uber Eats that's making this happen.
So what do we not know about Montana barbecue?
Oh boy, I actually wrote that question down because I figured it was what deep. Do I need to
it's
let you
deep,
know?
Deep question of the day.
I am always so
the reason why they don't know about it. There's a reason.
I'm always so
well. I wasn't sure
impressed with people that show up with notes.
I do too.
I wasn't sure if people of everyone knew that we're actually a veteran-owned business and of course, woman. 51% mine, technically, but
that's okay.
That's because he isn't here.
That's right.
He's like, I see you though.
And that we offer tons of discounts, and of course, we're into fundraising. You know, for any
They're
organization
awesome.
That mm-hmm. wants to work with us and you know help us with the serving part, we're happy to do the cooking part.
Oh, awesome.
And split, you know, funds with you for a fundraiser. So and we offer senior discount. We offer, you don't have to have that big $12 plate. You can ask for the kids meal.
Oh, awesome. You don't have to be 12 and under?
No. No, you don't have to be 12 and
under.
12
and under or 60 and over.
Because I like the kids' meal size.
I act 12 and under.
Yeah, it's too much food.
So all you have to do is ask.
That's good.
You can get half
orders. You're flexible. Is that what you're saying?
We're very flexible. Okay. We offer you extra plates. We want you to share your food. We hate to see people fight over food.
Yeah.
You know? There's not enough.
We shouldn't be that way.
I would like to point out I did threaten to stab San Martin with my fork when he tried to take my plate before we started the podcast.
I did.
It was a scary situation.
It was, man. I had to be like, whoa, back up with that fork, man.
That's why I brought extra. I was really afraid of that.
Okay, so how can we help your business?
Oh, gosh, just by word of mouth, we found is the best advertisement when you come in and you have us. You know, please tell people. I find that sometimes on Yelp, you only see that one bad person that they can do it
open.
Better at home
right.
than we can. So, you know, please go enter a pro contest and do your thing. But
Let us know how you do.
There's so many people that come in every day. We found on our Square reports, we have one customer that eats like 3 times a week
really?
At our restaurant. So, Matthew, if you hear me out there, you have a free meal for being such a frequent flyer customer.
And
when you come
they
in
know
next.
Who you are, so don't just any Matthew go in and just think that you're
yeah.
Right, middle name is Matthew.
I didn't want his boss to know because I didn't know if he was supposed to be working.
But you know who you are, and she knows who you are. So
he sneaks in a lot.
Do we know where he works?
I think we do. There's only so many places in that area, so I could probably windle it down. And that means I probably know his boss, too.
Probably. That's so funny. And what's neat too, we're kind of hidden. So if you do want to hide your car and you're sneaking away from work, you just park around on Hillsdale Drive, which is right behind our restaurant. And then you can sneak out onto Willow Lake Road instead of back on 89. So your boss doesn't see you.
Exactly.
I like how you figured it out for all those people that want to sneak into the barbecue spot.
I just learned that from the FedEx and UPS trucks and the big truck drivers that there's plenty of room actually for them to park on our little side street. Oh. So it makes it nice.
And just so you know, Watson Lake, it's right there. You can always stop on the weekends you're not open on the weekend. You're Tuesday through Friday, but maybe in the summer you're open on the weekends?
Yeah, Saturdays in the summer.
Stop by, get some barbecue, take it to Watson Lake. Go enjoy. Everybody says we don't have anything to do here, so you know.
Buy it on Friday.
Here's an
option. Keep it in the cooler.
Keep it in the cooler.
Or pre-plan and have your catering order ready, and
exactly.
It's all the meat you need for a weekend.
Or as you're approaching the roundabout, just roll down your window a little bit.
Hey.
Oh, you'll smell and see our smoke signals.
Totally, it's right there at the
it
corner.
Says, eat
you can't
here.
Miss it.
Eat here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should have one of those little signs that says "Turn left if you want to eat some good barbecue." All the way down Highway 89A. Just poke it.
Yeah.
Eat at Montana. Next left, eat at Montana. Mm-hmm. And just keep it going all the way down the road.
You're here.
Well, they probably have like bullet holes in those signs.
So
only once a week.
We were talking about events earlier before we went live and on, and I don't know if it's any events that you can talk about yet, but mm-hmm. what do you have coming up?
Oh, well, actually, where are you headed? Be coming up? Tomorrow morning, we have to be set up, and our setup time is 11 a.m. on Windsor Beach on Lake Havasu.
I really like that.
Yes, Havasu. Right behind our booth, actually, is the beach. Oh. So if we're not freezing cold, we will be enjoying
your beach
the lake.
Chairs and blanket, I guess. It's probably a little cold.
Yeah, and I could just watch my husband work.
Yeah,
for the weekend.
That sounds like a great
idea. I could
idea.
Work on my tan.
I like mm-hmm. that movie. Mm-hmm.
I wore the right earrings.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just love my cowboy boot earrings. Thank you, Nicole, for Christmas.
They are so cute.
My daughter's on the best child list
That's
right
good.
Now.
That's good. Anything up after this?
And then February, we have the Scottsdale Street Eats Food Truck Festival.
Okay.
And that's one of the ones where we met and fed Judge Jeffrey from Chopped.
Oh.
And he ordered our non-carbo plate. And before he got across the baseball field, he had eaten the whole plate. And we had a line of customers in there watching. We didn't even see him because our line, and we were just making so much food. I was in the trailer making barbecue sauce. And the guys are out chopping and smoking meat in our big 300-pound, you know, holds mm-hmm. 300 pounds of meat at a time. And we thought, we're going to run out. So we're putting more, like another 12 cases on to last to the next day.
I want
to
watch that sometime. mm-hmm.
It was so fun. And then Adam Richman was there from Best Thing I Ever Ate. We did a special for Adam. And then we did an interview with the one from New York, that Shannon Ambrosia.
Mm-hmm.
And he does like a competition with you and comes out and films. And his staff has reached out to us and said they would love to film an edition here, actually, in Prescott.
Oh, my gosh. Go Prescott.
Yeah. Yes. Let us know when that happens.
Yeah. We'll
from the East Coast to the West Coast.
We'll be there. Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah,
I'll come eat food on camera.
I'm just okay call with me the judge.
Well, when you've got other stuff coming on, let us know, and we'll have you back on and talk about what's going on mm-hmm. with the business.
First thing we have to do is get lots of tattoos. I'm thinking about getting some on my arms.
Oh, there you go.
Flaming ribs that say, bite me. Just to show off for Shannon, but they'll probably be fake ones because I don't know if I could take the pain.
That's funny. It's not that bad.
It's not. No. It looks very painful.
No, it's not that bad.
It's the equivalent of you running down the street and running on the road and falling on the road.
Road rash.
And the feeling afterwards.
Yeah, it's the burning.
Ow, it hurt already.
Yeah, the initial hit is not that bad.
I don't think that's the, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird.
Well.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. What else you want to add, Miss Lynn?
Have some more tequila. Maybe I could get a tattoo. I don't know. We'll see.
Anything else?
They won't allow you to have tattoos while you're drinking.
That smooth tequila. She likes that
smooth
tequila.
Yeah, the smooth tequila.
The smooth stuff. Just be watching our website. We have a brand new menu going up.
Great.
And updating and showing it how you can buy barbecue any amount, any size for, you know, a reasonable price to feed one to however many people you want. And we show you exactly how much 2 to 3 people will eat, how much side you need, how much.
So it's not like you get at home and you food. Have 2 pieces for one person. It's like an actual serving.
We think 3 ribs per person is an average size serving.
Exactly. Well, I think it's a fantastic. The food is fantastic. And keep in mind, they are flexible. You can take orders to go. You can stop in and eat there. You can have your food catered if there's a wedding coming up or if there's a corporate event or whatever. And
literally right before, Lynn was doing back bends and, you know, kickovers with her legs. That's how flexible
they are. We could almost do gymnastics.
Awesome people.
We'll show you this on the beam bar. Do they call it beam?
The beam.
Balance
the
beam.
The beam bar. The beam bar.
Just no, watch
I'm
us.
Thinking, I'm thinking of that that cake over there right now. I was like, what is the name of this thing? I'm going to name it myself right now.
You should grab that cake so we can see it, so people can see it. Zach's going to hold
grab
it up.
The and cake.
Do you have this at the restaurant?
Yes. Oh we do offer desserts anywhere from our bourbon bread puddings to our cakes and homemade pies.
Make way for this. Make way for this cake.
Put it right there, and we'll put the cake right there.
And this comes with either iced or with whipped cream and the caramel sauce on the side.
Lynn LeMaster, you are missing out.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah.
And you see, still watching. My son and husband, of course, had to sample it last night right out of the oven. So
hey, we want to make sure, Mom, that it's good.
Oh, my gosh, that looks amazing.
I'll let the guests of honor dish it up.
And, of course, if you do well on finals like you did in high school, then you do get a piece of cake.
So anything you want to add, Martine?
Yeah, I'm seriously, like, food comatose. I mean,
Zach?
Like, I'm like, what do we do?
Here you go.
I'm just ready for dessert now after eating lots of meat.
Okay, then that's we perfect. Can take a nap, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go get ready for Lake Havasu or I take a nap.
All right, I'm going to do this because I'm not afraid.
I don't think they can see you.
Zach, you can have a second piece if that isn't big enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, just like I figured.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what is this again?
Good.
This is
apple cake.
Our Granny Smith apple cake with caramel and butter cream cheese frosting.
Yep. This is amazing. So if you guys could, like, you know, taste this in our voice.
I almost feel like this is healthy, too, because it's got apples in it.
It's got apples in it.
So I can justify.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's amazing.
Apples are so good for you.
You can just call it healthy and everything will be just fine.
So even our horses really like it.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
I'd be like, as long as the horse approves, we're all
good.
Everything in moderation, right?
Well, in Montana, we used to endurance ride horses quite a bit, my daughters and I. And that's one of the best races I did was with the Apple Power Bars. I shared it with my horse and realized he liked it, and we came in the top four. And they go, how did you do so well? And I honestly think it was Apple Power Bars. So I was singing that song towards the end of the race, you know. Oh, my rear is so swollen. Rawhide. I've never been so sore in my life riding 50 miles at a fast trot.
Move them out. Move them up. Hit them in.
Rawhide.
So I really think that we should have one of those little soundboards where something happens like that, and all of a sudden we have a galloping horses.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah,
we could do like, this.
Yeah, right?
The slap thing.
And then when we want our crowd to go ahead and cheer, we're like, we love you. Clapping
we
in the
background. We love you, San Martin.
Or everybody after a bite of apple cake.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never had this. This is amazing.
It is. It is really
and
amazing.
So good for you.
Oh, absolutely, so good. Absolutely. Okay, so do the thing again. Where are you? What's your phone number? You're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram to show pictures of your amazing food?
Yeah, but I usually have my daughter do it for me. So.
So address, phone number, Facebook.
We're just so much better at cooking than we are social media,
that's okay.
But we try.
That's all right.
We're getting there. We didn't have computers in high school in the 80s. So.
I'm really happy.
We had the electric typewriter still.
We didn't have that when we were in high school because only videos.
I know. What is social media?
I would have got videoed in trouble.
Yes. Cassette tapes.
A lot of my videos probably would have gone viral. I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay. Phone number, address.
Okay. 928.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 379. 9374.
And they are at the roundabout at Watson Lake. You can't miss them. All their smoking gear is in front. So.
And all our information is on our website at spelled out MontanaBBQCO.com.
Awesome. Awesome.
That is
check them out. 11 to 4 right now, Tuesday through Friday. And then hours will change in the spring.
Yes.
But I'm sure that'll be posted at some point.
Longer hours.
Yay! So.
Dude, I'm so amazed by this food. Mm-hmm.
So kind.
Too early to eat barbecue?
No.
No.
It was 11 o'clock. It was lunchtime.
That's lunchtime.
9 o'clock, maybe.
It's never too early.
I don't
early.
Know. I feel like I'm food comatose. I don't even.
I was eating Chinese food do for the rest in Vegas of the day? On Sunday morning. So, I mean, it's a buffet. You can eat food
could
anytime.
Could you put eggs on this and then it'd still be good
I'm thinking
breakfast?
A barbecue omelet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we have these really good cheesy potato bake. They're like hash browns on crack.
Oh, there we go.
You
a little crack. A little crack in the morning would be perfect.
Barbecue tri-tip eggs crack. Benedict.
Ooh, I like that.
With barbecue pork.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Once a week, let's do this.
Let's go for it. Let's
maybe like
breakfast.
A
we'll just come taste it and review it.
Barbecue breakfast at lunch.
Every
yes.
we're just here to review your food.
Brunch-a-cue.
Brunch-a-cue.
Yeah.
And my hashtag brunch-a-cue.
Brunch-a-cue.
What would be the best pair drink for that?
a like, Mexican mocha done really well. I mean, we have a really good Mexican mocha spice that makes, I mean, everywhere else has them. I don't know why we don't have them here, but we should bring them in.
Mm-hmm. Come in. You like those spices, huh?
I do.
Spice that. Spicy. Let's go.
She's spicy.
It's the best mocha I've ever had.
Anything else, guys?
I don't know. I mean,
more meat.
I know you can't think.
There's more meat sitting in a box looking at me right now.
Like, eat me.
It is. It's saying, feed me. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
And also for the holidays, I don't know if people realize, but we do custom roasts and smoking just for your beer brine turkeys, nice. Smoked, and your pineapple homemade smoked hams. I do some custom salmon. You know, I grew up on the Puget Sound. My dad had a boat. So, I mean, cedar smoked salmon is the best. You can get it nice and fresh or when it's in season.
Don't order it out. Order it in from Montana Barbecue.
Yeah. Yep. Our shrimp kebabs and, of course, our prime rib roasts. With or without the bone.
Now she's mentioning this stuff, huh?
Have us to think about a little bit more. That's what she wants. She wants us to think about.
Well, Easter's coming up. So there we go. If you want a ham.
My birthday is next month. I'm in. You know?
Is it?
Why do we need special occasions for this? Why would we just go all the time?
Yes.
Let's have ham tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, she's not going to be here, so that's just an empty lie.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, we're going. Okay, we're going to Havasu.
We're going to Havasu.
Road trip.
And we love it. We do actually have customers that follow us and our Facebook friends, and they will look up our events and know we're not open here. They will show up to like Havasu for the day on Saturday or something. And we love that.
Oh, very cool.
We feed our groupies very well. Good. So
cool. Yay for groupies.
Yes.
Well, you've added three.
Three more groupies added to the groupie list.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We loved having you. That was a beautiful surprise to come into this smorgasbord of barbecue goods.
I think the food advertises itself. Totally. I mean, I didn't even need to say anymore.
No. Yeah. Probably. You didn't.
I could have just dropped it off. The
podcast will never go on. We're just going to show everybody eating food. All you hear in the microphones are...
That would be hilarious.
The best meals when nobody's talking.
Because we're all uncouth people. We just sit around and chew with our mouths open. Yeah. That's why you hear.
We have to let you hear this.
I did have one customer. Wow. I was seriously really worried about my husband possibly hurting him or harming him. Because he was deathly allergic to onions, like anaphylactic, deathly allergic. And it was at Rockin' the Rivers in Montana. Uh-huh. We had Jefferson Starship, Alice Cooper, Charlie Daniels Band, and Alice Cooper's manager came up and asked us to make him 8 tri-tip steak sandwiches, which he puts onions on everything. He goes, but he's anaphylactic, so I am trying to re-clean and sanitize all the cutting boards, all the utensils, all the chopping knives, everything, just so we could make Alice Cooper's special steak sandwiches. Because that was the only thing on my mind was my husband killing Alice Cooper. I did not want to be famous for that.
No, I don't blame you.
I'd be like, you know what?
That would have been newsworthy. A little bad PR.
So his manager came up to pick up his sandwiches at like 1 in the morning after, you know, his music event. We had all his food ready for him. And I asked, is all 9 sandwiches for him, or is he sharing with his pythons? Or, you know, he just laughed. No, they are actually all for him to eat from Three Forks, Montana, on his drive back to Scottsdale to his house. And we did get an autograph, and the manager brought it back to us after he tried one. And he wrote "yummy" on the autograph. So
maybe he'll thank come you, see you, Alice. Scottsdale in February.
We're here in Prescott, Arizona now. If you're ever up here,
exactly.
Well, and they'll be closer in Scottsdale next month
at the food truck show.
Yeah, definitely. And I've heard he has attended there. See? So
Alice, if you're listening,
give
us a shout out that you actually heard us.
They will deliver to the golf course as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of golfers.
He's a big golfer.
Pretty big golfer.
I'm not sure what it means, but I know he refers to himself as a scratch golfer. I don't know what that means, but you know, I listened to his radio show and he talks about
I love his
part
radio
scratch
show.
Golfer. Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you so much again for coming. We appreciate you coming on and
thank
sharing
you
your goods. And
so many, we appreciate all our Quad City customers out there.
Great.
So much, from the airport to the hospitals to all the families that come in and the schools.
You.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, we're signing off. Thank you for joining us today on the Quad Cities Business Beat, brought to you by me, Lynette Hoyt. I am a Plexus Independent Ambassador, your gut health specialist. Until next time, we'll see you next. We will talk to you next week.
Bye. Gut healthy.
Gut health.
Yes.